With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So we talk about Joe Flacco going to Denver. Here to talk about it from a Denver perspective. Channel 9 News, the NBC affiliate out in Denver. Let's bring back to the program Mike Kliss. Mike, good morning your time. Good afternoon Baltimore time.
Right on. How you doing, guys?
Great. Appreciate your time. And we had three people call yesterday, our program, after the trade was announced, or the expected trade, we should say. It's not official till next month. And three Broncos fans, all thumbs down on the deal. What's the feedback you're getting out in the Mile High City in regards to the fourth round pick coming to Baltimore for the former Super Bowl MVP?
Yeah, I would say, you know, most of the comments are underwhelming, I guess, on Joe Flacco, just because he has been – I'm getting a little feedback in my ear there for some reason. You know, he's – since he really had that magical season in 2012, which is a sore spot out here, by the way, the Flacco fling, 70 yards to Jacoby Jones.
Mile High miracle, we call it.
Yeah, and the stumbling Raheem Moore, that was quite the toss, and he had quite the game and quite the postseason that year. And then he got the big bucks, and he hasn't – he struggled since then, with the exception of the 2014 season with Gary Kubiak. And he had 27 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. He went 10-6. He won a playoff game. Should have won a second playoff game against New England that year. He played well, pretty well in that game. So the Broncos banking a lot on that 2014 season because their offensive coordinator they have now, Rich Scangarello, is 1 degree separated from the Kubiak offense. Scangarello came from the Kyle Shanahan offense in the 49ers, and Kyle Shanahan, of course, was groomed by his dad and Gary Kubiak. So that's one reason why it made sense. In that offense, you have to go under center. You have to quarterback from under center, which some quarterbacks can do. Some other quarterbacks struggle with. They can only operate from the shotgun. The Broncos kind of felt that was Nick Foles with that spread offense they run in the Eagles. So Flacco made sense for the Broncos right there. That contract that made him very rich early or for a couple times, now, you know, he's not so well paid among quarterbacks. So, in fact, he's going to be quite a bit cheaper, 40% cheaper than Nick Foles. So that's where the Broncos went. They're not really a rebuild-type team with Elway. You know, Fangio's 61 years old in August, and Mike Munchak just is about to turn 59. Ed Donatell, the defensive coordinator, is already 62. They're not exactly wanting to wait for a first-round quarterback to come along in a couple of years. They want to win yesterday. So this is a move to get competitive right away, and to the Broncos, it made the most sense.
What did they not like about Case Keenum? Was it Elway or was it the new staff?
I think it was Elway or just about anybody else that watched him play last year. He just was, you know, Case is a battler. He's savvy, but he's just physically limited. I don't know how to describe it. He just he wasn't good enough. And that was the evaluation that they made, I think, about halfway through last year. I think when they were 3-6, the Broncos were going into a bye. I think the discussions of the Flacco Kubiak package deal was talked about and considered by the Broncos. And as it turned out, Kubiak blew up. They had a breakup, and that was because of assistant coaches that Kubiak definitely wanted.
and the Broncos were against those assistant coaches. So they got Shane Guerrero, who comes from the same tree, and they wound up with the same quarterback. They had targeted a while back. So pretty much the Broncos targeted Flacco from the moment Flacco went down and got Wally pipped, if you will, by Lamar Jackson.
Now, how much involvement did Gary Kubiak have in the evaluation of Joe Flacco and them, talking Elway into it or feeling good about the decision?
Yeah, Kubiak left about 6 weeks ago, but I do think before he left, there was talk about Joe Flacco being one of the Broncos' targets. And, it might have been his last parting gift. You know, he's up there with the Vikings right now, but I do think he had some influence on John Elway there. Kubiak did like Flacco. He went to bat for him in the offseason. He thought he was good for the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys know that better than I do.
Right.
I saw him in the postseason, and he looked good, and he did have good numbers that year. I thought he operated that West Coast offense pretty well. So now that was 2014. I think he's a more of a beat-up Joe Flacco in the 5 years since. So we'll have to see. But the Broncos think they got better at quarterback, Flacco versus Keenum. And, we'll see. You got to win. You got to win for any of these decisions to pan out.
Mike, the thing with Joe is, and you tell me if they have it, number one, he needs a good offensive line. He needs a Pro Bowl running back. He needs a tight end that he has comfort with, to dump off on third downs. And then as a receiver, he needs one guy that is a speed guy to go deep. That's what Joe needs other pieces around him to be successful. Whenever he's been good, Pro Bowl running back, good defense.
Yeah, and Mike Munchak, the offensive line is something where Mike Munchak comes into play. Everyone in the industry has told me that Mike Munchak's the best offensive line coach in the NFL. And, it's what you do with offensive line. I would believe that no one likes their offensive line. The offensive line here is much beleaguered. And I think everywhere the offensive line is beleaguered. No one likes their offensive line. What Munchak is known to do is he takes an offensive line with two real good players, two real good blockers, and then three guys, just functional guys, and he gets them to work together. It's about working together on that offensive line, and Munchak's as good as anybody, if not the best at getting them to do that. So I think that kind of marries up. Munchak kind of marries up with Joe Flacco. I agree. He needs an offensive line. The deep receiver, Cortland Sutton, I think would fit that. He was a rookie last year.
I liked him.
He had his flash moments. We'll see how he does in year two. The Broncos are going to go out and get another receiver in free agency. Tight end.
Mike, don't mean to cut you off, but don't be shocked if it's not John Brown.
Yeah, I got him on my list. I do. I've got John Brown on the list here. He's 29. He had some. He was really good early.
With Flacco.
Flacco was good early last year.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, he was. Flacco. And Mike, let me just say this: when you guys see him at OTAs and minicamp, Joe's going to wow you guys. He's going to be throwing the ball all over the place, and you're going to love him. The biggest thing is can you keep him from getting hit and beat up? Because once he gets hit, then his fundamentals go to hell, and then he starts zeroing in on receivers, and then things go crappy.
Yeah, what I've heard is that the Broncos are getting a little bit of a beat-up version of Joe Flacco. And so that's that would be my concern is just, and as you get older and as you take a lot of hits, the hits tend to hurt more. And it's a tough league, man. And even with the protection they have of the quarterbacks, but we'll see. He's 34. On the other hand, he's 34, and I was surprised. I looked it up yesterday. He's only the eighth oldest quarterback in the league, starting quarterback. I thought he might have been in the top five. But Rodgers is older than him. If you want, you know, Alex Smith, you know, of course, Brady and Breeze, Eli, Rivers, Big Ben is almost 2 years older than him. So I was surprised. And the Broncos are older with Fangio and Flacco, but they don't think they're old, so if you know what I mean. So we'll see. I'll say this. They traded. The Broncos were 5-11 and 6-10 last year. They just already have fixed the two most, or at least addressed the two most important positions on a football team, and that's head coach and quarterback. Fangio and Flacco versus Vance Joseph and Case Keenum. And on paper, I think the Broncos are considerably improved than they were 6 weeks ago.
Mike Kliss, Channel 9, NBC affiliate in Denver. Mike, we appreciate your time. Thanks for coming
on.
Thanks, Mike. And we'll be following Joe Flacco closely, as you would expect, here in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they probably still got the poster here that they hung up at Mile High for the opener of 2013. So, that, you know, they'll just have to unveil that again. But yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thank you, Mike Kliss, out there in Denver.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.